And on the line now, I have Jackie Huhy from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to talk about carers benefit.
We are. There is carers benefit and carers allowance. The carers allowance is the means tested payment, but today we're just going to do the carers benefit, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So the carers benefit is a payment made to insured people who leave the workplace to care for a person or persons in need of full-time care and attention. You can get carers benefit for a total of 104 weeks, which is equivalent to 2 years. This may be claimed as a single continuous period or in any number of separate periods up to a total of 104 weeks. However, if you claim carers benefit for less than 6 consecutive weeks in any given period, you must wait a further 6 weeks before you can claim carers benefit to care for the same person again. If you're caring for more than one person, you may receive payment for each care recipient for 104 weeks. This may result in the care periods overlapping or running concurrently. If you get carers benefit, you're automatically eligible for the GP visit card. That's the one with that's the medical card, but it's just for the GP visits only. So you're automatically eligible for that. So you must apply for it. So in budget 2021, from January, the weekly rate for if you're claiming for qualified child on the carers benefit for the under 12s is going up by €2 from 36 to 38. And the increase for children over 12 has gone up by €5 from 40 to 45. That was announced in the budget and it's coming into effect in January. If you get the carers benefit, you also get the respite grant that's paid out the first Thursday in June every year. Now, this at the moment is €1,700, but it was announced in the budget for next year it's going up to €1,850. So the leave, your right to carers leave from your employment complements the carers benefit scheme. Carers leaves allow you to leave your employment temporarily for up to 104 weeks to provide full-time care to somebody who needs care. The leave is unpaid, but people who take carers leave have their jobs kept open for the duration of the leave. You do not have to be eligible for carers benefit. So just telling you that the leave is still there even if you're not eligible for the payment and you're still entitled to the 104 weeks. So the rules for it, you must be age 16 or over, you've been employed for at least 8 weeks, whether consecutive or not, in the previous 26-week period. You must be in employment for a minimum of 16 hours a week or 32 hours a fortnight. You don't have to meet the conditions if you're getting carers benefit in the previous 26 weeks. You give up work to in order to be a full-time carer. You are not living in a hospital or a convalescent home. You must have the paid PRSI contribution payments, and they are, you must have 156 contributions paid in any time between your entry into insurance employment and the time you wish to make your claim for the carer's benefit. You must also have 39 contributions paid in the relevant tax year or 39 contributions paid in the 12-month period before the start of the carer's benefit, or 26 contributions paid in the relevant tax year, 26 contributions paid in the year before that. So when they're talking about relevant tax year, if you're claiming this year, 2020, they're looking at the relevant tax year 2018. If it's 2021, they'll be looking at 2019. Now, you used to be allowed work 16 hours a week. They put that up. You can now work 18 and a half hours a week and still claim the carer's benefit and the allowance. So just to make out that, let people know, the carer's benefit is a taxable income, so you have to advise your local tax office. Now, if the person dies that you're caring for, you get the carer's benefit will be paid for 6 weeks following the death. It's 12 weeks for carer's allowance. Now, if you're caring for one person, the rate is €220, and if you're caring for more than one person, it's €330 a week. Now, you're entitled to the household benefits package that comes under a means test, free travel, while you're on the carer's benefit. So look up to see whether you're entitled to the benefits package, but everybody gets free travel with the carer's benefit and that comes to you automatically. So all you have to do to claim this payment is fill out the application form for carer's benefit. You can get it from your local Intreo office or the Citizens Advice have the form and we will also help you fill them out. So if anybody's any queries to do with the carer's benefit or anything to do with it, as I said, you can contact your local Intreo office or give the Citizens Advice in Bunratty Road a ring at 07610781190. That's 07610781190. Our offices are manned, but we're currently not open to the public. you can get in touch with us by email, or you can give us a ring, or if you go into our webpage, there's a yellow bar at the top, you can click that and request an information officer to ring back. We are only strictly seeing people at appointments only if it's absolutely urgent and necessary that we can't handle the query over the phone. And that's it today for today, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for that. And a lot of information there. And as you said, you can call 0761 0781 90. Right, Jackie, thank you. We'll talk again next week with Citizens Information.
Bye, John.
Bye, thank you.